News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A new report launching today, Travellers in the Mainstream Labour Market, says improving traveller employment is to become a government priority, or must become a government priority, if that unemployment rate of 80% among travellers is to be tackled. We are joined by Martin Beans Ward, traveller comedian and host of the Has Beans Show podcast. Martin, thanks indeed for talking to us. That figure, 80%, it is pretty shocking. Are you surprised by it, that it's as high as that?
I'm not, to be fair. We've been talking about this for years. I think it was actually 83% in a recent public attitude survey said that they wouldn't hire a traveller regardless of their qualifications or education or experience. So when we have, I think that was a survey over 1,000 people as well. So when we have employers or potential employers saying that regardless of their educational background, we're not going to hire them, we don't want to work with the traveller, that then, you know, it's compounded with the fact that there's 88% unemployment with travellers. You said the figure is 80%. See, this is the thing. Like, there's conflicting data coming out. It's either 80% or it's 85% or it's 88%, but it's in the 80 percentile kind of range. So that's quite high. And something like this, this new initiative to try and get travellers, you know, into positions where they wouldn't normally have connectors or people that are basically what we would call networking. You know, you tend to get a job where you might know one of the employees already, or, you know, you've gone through third level education and you've gone through courses with these people. So it has some sort of a connector. Now going back, that would just be social capital, basically, is what we would have known that model as previous to this. So I think this is a fantastic thing. Anything that can kind of push a bit of life into job stimulus for any segment of our society, that's a great thing.
How do you address that prejudice that you referenced earlier? I think you said 83% of people said they would not hire somebody from the travelling community. How do you address that that prejudice?
Well, again, that's not something I need to sort out, because I don't have an issue.
Sorry, I don't mean you personally. I mean, how does the country address that?
Well, I suppose by acknowledging the fact that there is that prejudice that exists already, and basically given the opportunity to, you know, work alongside some travellers. And I think that's why the internship model may work really well, because it gives the opportunity for the employer to hire travellers under a certain amount of time, get to know the person. And usually what happens is when you break down the barriers by getting to know somebody personally, you tend to give up your prejudices. And look, I'm not going to say that all settled people are bad. They're not at all. Like, I wouldn't be doing as much as I'm doing in the media had it not been for 100% of settled people helping me out, because that's who's helped me. But unfortunately, there are a lot of travellers out there who do seek employment, and they are facing barriers like this. So if we want to change those things, we need to first acknowledge that the prejudice exists, and then try to solve the solution by hiring more travellers.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Martin Beans Ward, comedian and host of the Has Beans Show podcast. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.